It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
The days are getting shorter, but the lights couldn't be brighter. This time of year, baseball is different, and the whole world is watching. All of the clutch hits, the game-saving grabs, the plays at the plate, and the head-first slides under the tag. That's peak baseball. Experience all of the autumn action. It's postseason season. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Manning takes the knee, and the New York Giants are the Super Bowl 42 champions.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
They knock off the mighty Patriots 17-14.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Lauren Robinson, Sports Radio 101.9 FM, The Fan, WFAN.
Welcome to the program. I'm Lori Rubenson, talking sports, having fun with you here on The Fan at 888-808-1019. That number again, the new phone number, 888-808-1019. Mr. Paul Rosenberg is producing. He's waiting to talk to you. And you can also hit me up on Twitter, on X, at L Rubenson. I'll read off some of those comments as well, on air, questions, all of that. So join the program, join the fun. We got 3.5 hours for you on this Sunday night. All right. I have no way to sugarcoat this. The Yankees losing the series to the Boston Red Sox. And, I mean, look, the rivalry. This is now the Red Sox taking a couple series from the Yankees, and the Red Sox were supposedly the team coming into the season where their fans were furious. They felt like the front office, the ownership, did nothing. Felt like their owners were punting on the season, telling them that they were going to be all in and invested in the season and then doing almost nothing. The Red Sox have a lame duck manager in Alex Cora who is choosing not to do anything about his contract. I don't think he wants to be a free agent on the market. He's seen the money that Craig Counsell made, and he may or may not want to be back with the Red Sox. In the middle of all of that, the Red Sox are playing good baseball. And don't look now, but the Yankees, who started the season playing impeccable baseball behind their two MVP candidates in Soto and Judge, who is having a historic season, a season that the only context we have is to compare it to guys named Ruth and Mantle. And yet, it was the Yankees' starting pitching that was carrying this team in many ways through the first part of a couple months of the season when they were playing so well. And now, 6-16 in their last 22 games. 6-16. So they've been the worst team in baseball for the last 22 games. That's over 3 weeks. That's going on a month. That's since June 13th. Here we are, July 7th, about to head into the All-Star weekend. All-Star week. And so we're going on more than 3 weeks that the Yankees are the worst team in baseball. And I guess how you want to look at this team and this game tonight depends on how you see things in the world, I guess, as a sports fan. You can look at it and say, here's the record, 55-37 overall. That sounds pretty good. Or you can look at it and say, 6-16 in their last 22, and say, that's lousy, that's awful. That's the worst in baseball over that period of time. You can look at it and say that over that period of time, the Yankees, whose starting pitching had been so good in carrying this team in the first couple months of the season, over this stretch of 21 games before tonight, the Yankees' starters were sporting a 6.77 ERA. That's that courtesy of Brian Hoke. 6.77 ERA during that 21-game stretch. Now, you want to see a positive? Man, Luis Gil was dealing tonight. That's a positive. And the kid who you don't often see within a season when somebody seems tired, seems to be losing it, seems like something is off. And to make those changes and write things and make a correction within a season from one start to the next without having to send somebody down and work on mechanics or do anything, that he was able to figure that out, and not just figure it out on any night, but against the Red Sox on Sunday Night Baseball when it's 90 degrees out. That was a fantastic, just bow your back, be a stopper type of outing from Luis Gil. And the shame of it is that the Yankees and their lineup did absolutely nothing. So Gil goes 6 2/3, gives up the home run to Yankee killer Rafael Devers, and walks off the mound having given up just the one run. 9 strikeouts, was otherwise phenomenal. So question number one for you. Number one, did Aaron Boone leave Luis Gil in too long in this ballgame? Yes or no, and why? Do you think he was left in too long? Aaron Boone was asked about that. You just heard the postgame on our airwaves. Was asked about that, said no, said he was dealing, thought that was the best matchup. Agree or disagree? I'll talk about it and tell you what I think in a moment, but I'm going to give you a chance. So that's question one. Did Aaron Boone leave him in too long? Question two. Rafael Devers, the Red Sox managed, this was a pitcher's duel. This was an old-fashioned pitcher's duel. And by the way, it's not that long ago before the pitch clock that Yankees-Red Sox, if you heard Yankees-Red Sox, I can tell you, I've been doing this show on Sunday nights for 17 years. And when I knew there was a night that was Yankees-Red Sox Sunday Night Baseball, where they just have a ton of commercials and extra production and whatever going on there on TV, I mean, those games were for sure going 3 hours, but generally they were going minimally 3.5 hours, and it was not impossible at all to get a 4-hour game. Tonight's ball game, I'll look up the exact here, let's see, game time, but I mean, this sucker was about, what, 2 hours and 20-something minutes. It flew by. Really fast game. And so that's crazy. Yankees, Red Sox. But a big part of it, of course, it was a pitcher's duel. And both pitchers dealing on this night. Luis Gil, and good for him, and good for Austin Wells catching him. Good for Matt Blake, the pitching coach, that they took a look and said whether it was the game plan not to go with the changeup, and that was a difference here, or it was just in the bullpen warming up. He didn't feel like he had it, and then barely threw it. Whatever it was, it is true that his changeup is not a big difference from his fastball. And they didn't really go with it very much at all. This was a game, this was fastball slider. And he came out dealing with that fastball, had better command of it, had better velocity with it, was still throwing 98 miles an hour. You can put this, for those of you who are trying to decide, should Aaron Boone have taken him out or not? The seventh inning, he was still throwing 98 miles an hour. Dealing. And so Heal was really superb tonight in an era where we don't let starters go very long. And in a big spot like this, Sunday Night Baseball against rivalry game, the Red Sox. But one player on the field beat the Yankees. And that was Rafael Devers. Devers with two home runs in this game. Yankees lose 3-0. And so you have to ask yourself the question. This is question two.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more rings, two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
How should the Yankees be pitching to Rafael Devers? Aaron Boone got asked that question in the postgame as well. And he scoffed and laughed it off when reporters were asking, should they be pitching him differently? Certainly, the intentional walk, he was saying no. And I get that. I'm not saying that. But there's a difference between an intentional walk and sort of a pitch around, not intentionally trying to walk somebody, but not giving him much to hit and seeing if he will help get himself out or be a little frustrated and swing at something and help you in the count. Because this guy is just feasting on Yankee pitching and turning into the, a Big Poppy Junior. And one of the things the Yankees never did in all those years against David Ortiz that I know frustrated Yankee fans, they would never come inside and throw at his feet. I'm not saying you hit the guy, but throw at his feet, move him out of the batter's box and make him uncomfortable. And if Devers tonight, you're looking at that lineup and saying, who's going to beat us here? Who are we scared of? And Devers is the guy. then, yeah, throw at his feet. Move him around a little bit. Don't, and if that means that you happen to hit him in the toe by accident coming inside, or that you happen to walk him because you were pitching him super carefully, okay, so be it. One guy in the lineup that you have to do that to. And the guy that you came into the game and circled and said, we can't let him beat us, beat you twice, two home runs. So how do you pitch to Rafael Devers and do a better job if you're the Yankees? That's question number two for you. And question number three, if you were the Yankees, if you're a Yankee fan, how are you feeling about this team as we're about to hit the All-Star game? And then, look, the trade deadline. We're July 7th. The trade deadline is July 30th. We still have 3 weeks. We still have a while before the deadline, but conversations, trades, things like that, we're going to get through Major League Baseball draft in a week. And then the deadline is going to hit fast and furious. And I think that it's been a foregone conclusion that the Yankees, of course, were going to be big-time buyers at the deadline. But how are you feeling about this team and this roster? What are the priority needs? I mean, clearly they need help in the bullpen, but so does just about every team in baseball. Every team that is contending wants bullpen help. So that's going to be super competitive. Mets need bullpen help badly, but every team does. What do you need if you're in the Yankees? Luis Hill was good, terrific tonight, but the starters have largely been bad. Ben Rice, 3 home runs yesterday, a breath of fresh air that allowed the Yankees and Yankee fans to exhale yesterday, get a win. What kind of answer is Ben Rice at first base? Long-term answer? Short-term answer? Yeah. Temporary filler until Anthony Rizzo gets back? How do you see Ben Rice? And even with him, do the Yankees still need to go out and do something in the infield to lengthen this lineup, to look for bats? Because they got shut out again. They got shut out by a pitcher who, look, Cutter Crawford started the season well, but his May and June were not good. He had a 5.14 ERA in one of those months and a 4.44 ERA in the other month. So ERAs in the fives and the fours in his May and June. Not good. And the Yankees, I mean, my goodness, you want to talk about efficiency in terms of a game. Efficiency in terms of letting a guy just go out there and have his way with you. Cutter Crawford went 7 innings. 7 innings and 68 pitches. When does a starting pitcher in this day and age go 68 pitches in 7 innings? I mean, somewhere Greg Maddux is like applauding for that efficiency. Fewer pitches, fewer than 10 pitches an inning, and you went 7 innings? Good Lord. So, what do the Yankees need for the deadline? And interestingly, we'll get to this, I'm going to get to your calls in just a moment, is, you know, Yankees are 55 and 37 And I'm curious how Yankee fans are feeling about the team right now and how optimistic or pessimistic they are about the season and prospects for the rest of the season. And then you have the Mets, who have a 500 record, 44-44, but with the way the abyss of this season in May and the way things were going and the way things have turned around in a terrific June and now a July, but they're okay, 500-ish. I'm curious how Mets fans are feeling. Are Mets fans actually, even though the Yankees have a much better record than the Mets, Mets are still on the outside looking in from the wild card. But it strikes me, am I wrong, that Mets fans are a little more optimistic about their team right now than Yankee fans. Yankee fans seem pretty down on this team. But maybe I'm wrong. 888-808-1019. How are you feeling in terms of your sense of optimism about the Yankees right now?
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.